It's the 2014 National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, and we have new officers. Well, not really new. Y'all are elected the year before to come on board. Brian Winnikins joins me from the great state of Wisconsin, Dairyland, and you are now officially almost the president-elect. Brian, tell me a little bit about some of your plans and hopes as you go through this next year. You've got a lot of planning to do to get ready for Convention 15.
Actually, I have already started doing some planning. I'm looking at doing a few different things. One, we're going to hopefully have a member of the Federal Communications Commission, one of the commissioners, come to convention to help to actually meet with the station managers and owners, talk about FCC issues. Also looking at for the members, one of the things I want to do is we have the health and well-being section of our convention. Well, I want to do something like that with financial well-being to help members, you know, learn ways to save money for retirement for after their careers. We're also looking, I'm going to hopefully have something special from Wisconsin is what I'm calling it, where we're going to be bringing some, we're going to have beer tasting and wine tasting and cheese tasting, and it's all going to be Wisconsin products.
I'm all in. That didn't take a whole lot. But Brian, tell me a little bit about why you decided to get more involved. I know you were a regional vice president for a while, but what made you really get involved and take the leap to become, you know, president-elect?
Well, one of the big things that made me decide to run was, one, the organization has done a lot for myself. It is not only helped with my career, but even helped with myself being able to own a radio station. And I just felt that it was time to, one, give something back. And two, there's a lot of challenges for the industry. And you can either sit back and complain and do nothing, or you can try and do something to change the industry. And so I decided to try and do something.
Agriculture's got a lot of topics that we all talk about. It's a broad range of topics. Agriculture is a very broad topic as a whole. What's something that you're hoping to get across to the membership over the next couple of years?
I think the biggest thing is for all of the membership is that we all have to work together. There's for a lot of the members and over the years that I've been in radio, there's always been this us versus them mentality inside radio stations, the air staff versus the sales staff. The sales staff says, well, if you don't have us, air staff, you wouldn't have a paycheck. And the air staff says, well, if you didn't have us, you'd have nothing to sell. So they always sit there and fight. And we have to find a way to get both of these, both groups together. And that, because I see that in a lot of stations where for farm broadcasters, if they don't have at least one salesperson supporting them, they end up losing their job because no one will try to sell their programming or even try to learn about it.
Talk to me a little bit about being a broadcaster, also being an owner of your stations. That's got to have its own challenges, but they're not unheard of. We've got a lot of folks that have done it in the past before you and I. Tell me a little bit about those.
The biggest challenge, Leah, is the day-to-day operation. On a Monday, I could have a good sales day. That's great. Wonderful. Congratulations to me. Okay, now it's Tuesday. Well, guess what? It's all you have to start over. And being able to try to make a living is one. Then there's, since we're such a small operation, not only do I have to do on-air stuff, but if it's broken, I have to fix it or find someone to fix it. If the garbage can is full, well, I'm going to have to go and empty that. And you know, the other part really is, frankly, all of the regulations, boy, there's a ton of them. And in the broadcast industry for radio and even TV, we get the great distinction of we have to pay to be regulated. So once a year, I get to pay the FCC so they can regulate me.
Well, there's a lot of options out there. There's a lot of things going on. I know you and your wife, your daughter, are very involved in your own operation. There's also bigger operations that don't have to deal with that day-to-day stuff that you do. What's kind of one of the things that you want to get across to the membership as to how to become a better broadcaster or even just a better farm broadcaster?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, I think there was one member of the organization when I was thinking about, my wife and I were thinking about purchasing the station. This was back in 2009. And I had a lot of people that were saying, oh, it's an AM station, small town, you're nuts, it'll never work, don't do it. And there was one person here at the convention in 2009 that I chatted with, and that was Mark Vail. And I asked Mark, I said, Mark, you know, what do you think? Am I really crazy? And he said something that has really stuck with me, and I think that this is good for any broadcaster in any of the members, big, small, medium size. He said it doesn't matter if it's AM or FM or internet or even smoke signals. As long as you do what your listeners want, they will listen.
So 2009 to 2014, how are things going in Wisconsin, and what are some of the issues facing your area?
Things are actually going pretty well in Wisconsin. For us, as for our company, we actually put the station back on the air in 2011. We had it was the fourth quarter of 2011. Our sales for all of 2011 were $3,000. For 2014, our annual sales will be $120,000. So we've had a very nice growth, and it's just been my wife, myself, and my daughter also helping out as well. So we're really excited about that. Some of the big issues affecting our area, really, at least agriculture-wise, is really no different than anybody else, especially with the dairy industry. We're starting to kind of get a little bit concerned about the lower dairy prices. But, you know, one issue that really affects our area is immigration. Dairy is big, needs a lot of immigrant workers, and that's going to be something that 2015 has to get dealt with.
What do you think it means to have the organization come together? We have two meetings a year, one here in Kansas City that's been here for, the last 40 years or so. We also meet out in Washington, D.C. once a year in the springtime and get to go visit on Capitol Hill. But while we're here in Kansas City, we get the distinction of having some pretty high-ranking folks come visit. How important is that to the membership?
I think it's really important. One, I think that for the folks from Capitol Hill or having the Secretary of Agriculture come, and also all of the other agricultural organizations, especially with Trade Talk, shows that our organization does have a lot of relevancy. People think that what we do is important and they need to be here. I'm hoping that in 2015 they really expand on that. One of the things that I'd like to be able to do is maybe expand where we'll have governors come from some of the big farm states and have a round table with them. Because a lot of those governors also are very important, and they know that what we do is also very important. So I think that that's something that our organization should be really proud of, because not a lot of organizations are going to get that, and we do every year, twice a year, really.
Tell me a little bit about everybody's got a broad angle. I know you're a dairy state. Where I'm from in Illinois, we're a corn and bean state. A lot of our cattle friends out to the western parts of the state, it's really kind of hard to target everyone and still fall under one umbrella.
It is, but it isn't, because as Orion Samuelson has said really eloquently to people in Chicago, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. Well, we all do eat, and so while Wisconsin may be dairy and Southern Illinois or in Illinois might be big corn country, there might be a lot of dairy farmers that are buying that corn from Southern Illinois. So there's a connection there. There's cattle folks out in the West, but you go farther west, our friends in California, seeing the vegetable farms there, every time you have a salad, most likely that came from our friends in California. So we're all interconnected. Yes, we have different products, but it's all really something similar, and that's food and fiber, really.
So we look ahead to 2015, and you will be the president-elect, which means you plan our convention and our other meetings as we go along. How excited are you to take these next steps and go forward?
I'm actually really excited. I think that and Mike Adams actually said this, and I really do agree with it, is that the president-elect year, the year that you work on convention, is really the year that you get to kind of put your stamp on the organization, because you get to have things that you think are important at convention for not only professional improvement but the newsmakers. Heck, I even get to pick part of the menu or most of the menu, which is kind of, you know, something that I think is really interesting. And I'm excited because I get a chance also to do a little bit of showing off, so to speak, of my state, of Wisconsin. I'm really excited to be able to, if we can have all of the things work together, where we're going to have that something special from Wisconsin. I want to be able to show the rest of the membership some of the really special things that we have, in Wisconsin and some of the products that we offer. And then the other big thing, Leah, that I'd like to be able to do is, again, with some of our professional improvement or some of the other events, try to maybe start something new, something, you know, having some type of a different thing. Like this year, Susan, she brought in for the entertainment, she brought in that photo booth. She's left her stamp on convention because now everyone's like, we got to have that photo booth back because that was a lot of fun. So I'm looking for something like that. And that's where I'm really excited about that.
I'd also recommend like the live entertainment too. That's kind of cool. Just going to throw that out there.
Well, you know, one of the things that I was thinking of doing for live entertainment was either bringing back the Blues Bash because we haven't had that in a while, or in La Crosse, there's actually a swing band made up of college music instructors and also high school music instructors and directors. And this swing band has actually been together for about 15 years. They've released 4 or 5 different CDs. They've been on national programs. And these guys and women, when they put on a show, it is like going back in time, and they can really make it rock. And I think it'd be something kind of fun.
Well, we always look forward to having fun at convention. We do a lot of work, too. Trade talks are extremely important. Let's talk a little bit about how important is it to have those industry folks come in and have a chat with all of us.
I think it's really important. One, it does a couple of things. It gives us a chance to meet with the agriculture organizations and the businesses to find out what's going on with their organization or business. It also gives our listeners and viewers a chance to also find out what's going on, because there's so many changes, Lee, as you know. Even, you know, the way when you and I first came into the organization, tractors did not drive themselves. Now they drive themselves. They have variable planting, variable fertilizing and all of this. And it's like things change every year. And it seems like every year at Trade Talk, there's something new.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. Well, he is Brian Winnikins. He is now officially the president-elect of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.